10.
Okay, so the fire is by far the heaviest record out of everything you've written.
Yeah.
And, you're really honest. It's very personal, and I was just wondering, like, do you feel like being honest with your fans is important to build a fan base?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think that every fan that has a following, usually their lyricist is very honest. You know what I mean? I feel like people don't really... Bands that don't have that don't really develop a long-lasting experience.
That's very true.
So, this question, which is actually funny to ask later, but... Okay, so over the years, you build up this persona through your lyrics, and everybody's come to know you as an... Well, I guess as a person, sort of.
I guess.
Through what you express in your lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you feel that you're... fans actually know something about you, or is it like kind of
They know a little bit, but I think people probably have it
like an image
that I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And is there anything you'd like them to know, like, about you? Just
I don't know, I mean, I think if you pay I'm it's an exaggeration. Like, a lot of the records seem insanely, like, really dark. And that's, it's not necessarily that. That's not me 24 hours a day. That's, like, me expressing that side of me through lyrics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
It helps.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not, that's not necessarily.
You are 24/7.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Because people might get the misconception. Oh,
he's
just pissed off
all the time. Yeah, yeah, no. Definitely not. Definitely not like... But I am. You know, there's a part of me that's like that, but that's what I get out of music.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Enigmatic.
What?
Enigmatic.
Enigmatic.
Explain for those of you.
I don't know. Interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, interesting.
That's too easy.
No. Enigmatic's too.
Enigmatic.
I'll just go with interesting.
We're going to interesting. Okay. What is your favorite venue of all time? I know you've performed all over the place, so
your favorite? Because it ain't this one.
No. Be glad you're not at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
Just
the Norma in Norfolk,
Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in Virginia, so I don't know if it's
yeah.
Definitely a place to check
the
out.
The venue's very, very nice.
What's nice about it?
There's, I don't know, there's a giant
as opposed
backstage,
to this one.
There's a hot tub, there's a bunch of showers, there's like a soda fountain, there's flat screens everywhere, there's a basketball court, there's like a whole video game room with old arcade.
What's your favorite video game?
Of all time?
Yeah, of all time. What's your favorite
video game? My favorite video game of all time.
Yeah. Or one that you wouldn't mind playing.
I think
like
Mass Effect
2
might be.
Mass Effect 2.
Might be one of that and Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Oh,
I think Legend
everybody
Zelda, like,
would love that one.
Yeah.
I think that one's my favorite.
Dude, I thought you were going to say like Fable.
I like Fable.
I like Halo. I'm a big Halo.
I don't like Halo.
Okay, cool.
I'm a Halo freak. I love Halo.
I don't like Halo.
What about? Okay, I'll just.
No.
Anyways, how have you grown, like, musically and intellectually since you started out?
I mean, I just grew up. I was 17. And I'm 26. I mean, every possible thing that could have changed has changed.
Do you think that the fire is a response to the you now form letting you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we were kind of trying to recreate what people liked about letting fool in a way. The energy. Maybe not so much the musical style, but the energy that people liked about that record.
Well, I mean, when I listened to it, I immediately thought of letting fool. Because I was like, it's kind of like,
yes, definitely.
It's a response to you now. I mean,
yeah.
Like a follow up.
I've been pissed, but you know what? I'm getting over it.
Yeah. No, that it's kind of that's kind of what we were going for.
Well, you did a good job.
Yes,
we got it automatically.
It's badass. All right,
thank you.
So, what's your favorite band of all time? Favorite band?
I don't have a favorite band.
Favorite band, not one you can pick.
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion.
No thanks.
Okay.
What's your favorite band?
My favorite band, I don't know. My favorite band's Underoath. Just because when I was like 12, 11, that's the first band I actually heard.
Really?
And I just got really into it.
That's good, they're good.
It's like, even though I like other bands better, it's like, I can't ever go to the little piece that helped me grow
up through
the years. You know?
I get that. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your favorite band?
I'm biased. Since it's
no, she dude, really
I
is.
Have
she
like
got
a giant tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
For her, so I'd be wrong for not saying it. Okay. So, with Life Is Not a Waiting Room, I've heard in interviews that you weren't very happy with it.
I just didn't feel like it lacked any tenacity, or it was kind of a soft record.
Do you feel it was rushed?
Yeah, it was a little rushed, definitely. Yeah, there were songs that were rushed, too. So it's just kind of the vibe.
That makes me sad, because I really did love that album.
Nobody else likes
it.
Maybe maybe in a couple of years people will like it. It's one of those that I think is going to take a while. Maybe people will go back and visit it.
No, I mean, because I love that you're honest about it. No bullshit.
No.
I'm not about to sugarcoat anything.
No.
If you don't fucking like it, oh.
Exactly.
And that's great.
Yep.
So
that's me.
So, top three reasons why you're with an independent label.
Oh, we don't want anyone to tell us how to write our music.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Because you can tell the shit's written. Like,
you can tell that, yeah.
Yeah, no, we never wanted that.
Especially with the current music scene.
I mean, that would be the number one reason. I think that otherwise, that was the number one reason forever, and it still is. But then number two is that we wouldn't want to sign a 360 deal.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like there's any reason to be on a major level. I don't think they can offer us anything more other than try to get us on the radio, but nobody listens to the radio.
No. And the crappy music's on the radio.
Yeah.
That's
driving silence.
That's what I've come to realize over the years, that if you want good music, you can't
to
play it on the radio.
Let's listen to Nickelback.
Yeah.
So, what are your current thoughts, or your thoughts on the current music scene? As you were just speaking.
It's all right. I think our little music scene with bands that are around, you know, Under Oath just put out a really good record. Bayside's about to put out a really good record. I think there's a lot of really good bands that started maybe the same time as we did, you know, that are still doing really well. And there's parts of it that are really good, there's parts of it that aren't. I think for the most part.
I don't think any of the bands who work really hard day in and day out get enough
money. They don't.
Yeah, but that's the way it is for everybody. You know what I mean? People who always work very hard never are the ones who...
I mean, because it's like...
But that's just
how. So many records, and then this one band comes around. And it's like one song, and it's like, look what they did. And it's like, they didn't do shit.
But they probably won't have... Their career probably won't last as long as some of these other bands.
Those McRib careers.
Oh, my God!
Every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
We're bringing it back for a month.
Yeah. Reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's sloppy and
yep,
gross.
Yep, it's road. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a good idea.
It's like we've had enough of that.
Yeah.
In other news. Okay, my favorite. Bannon.
Yeah.
Updates, please.
We're going to record the full length when we get home from this tour. Then the EP. I'm not sure if we're going to release all of it all at once. We might. But it'll come out in Vagrant, and it'll be probably February. I don't know what we're going to do as far as, like, touring. I have no idea yet.
That's cool.
That'd be awesome.
We just won't be doing
it. Yeah. No, we're going to release, like, our
album. Oh, I'm excited. Is that it?
I think
you covered everything.
We covered everything and
we
more,
really
actually.
Wanted to know. Right?
Yeah, pretty much, but it was nice to meet you.
It was nice.
Yes, you're a really nice guy. Everybody
nice.
Always thought
I don't
you
know
were an asshole for some reason.
Because I don't give a shit.
And that's how it should be. You shouldn't do things for other people.